After much hand-wringing and speculation, LeBron James has landed back in the Ohio region where he was born, playing for the team that gave him his start and with whom he became a superstar on the court. And Chris Cetullo, WHYY's Vice President of News and a Cleveland native, couldn't be happier.
My whole life, I've lived in and loved cities scorned by the national media. Comedian John Oliver and his new HBO show was the latest to cheap shot Philly. Doing a riff on transparently ridiculous statements, he included this one. Philadelphia is a center of culture. I love you, John, but really? Before moving to Philly, I lived in Easton, PA, which at that time hosted many national media visitors because native son Larry Holmes was the heavyweight boxing champion. The champ never got his due because he wasn't as glib as Muhammad Ali. And part of the standard media slam on Holmes was to make fun of the gritty little city where he chose to live. Holmes made millions as a boxer, but he always came back to Easton for one reason. It was home. And now LeBron James, the best basketball player on earth, has made a similar choice, abandoning the pastel glamour of South Beach to bring his talents back to the shores of Lake Erie, to come home, to my native city, Cleveland. The mistake by the lake, the home of unequaled sports torment. Since Friday, national pundits have been swooning over James' eloquent letter explaining why he is reversing his ham-handed decision of 4 years ago. I swooned too, as I read what he wrote with seeming sincerity about wanting to help build a new sense of hope for Northeast Ohio. In this, LeBron is in a way part of a larger trend. He is, after all, generationally a millennial. Nationwide, this demographic group has been flocking to cities, fleeing stale suburban calm. They seek cities' sense of connection, creativity, history, and grit, and in turn infuse them with new energy. Miami's, of course, a city too, but its story is written in sunshine and bold colors. Even LeBron James, the chosen one, has realized he finds more meaning in a place that mixes snow with sunshine, a place that runs on struggle, where history has weight, where everybody isn't from somewhere else, where place matters, loyalty is prized, and you fight for everything you get. A place that is very much like Philadelphia. I moved away from Cleveland decades ago, but spiritually, I've barely moved an inch. I like my cities with a side of grit. So too, apparently, does the king. Yeah, LeBron, I was furious at you, but all is forgiven. Welcome home. I'm Chris Cetullo.
Chris Cetullo is WHYY's Vice President of News. You can read his Center Square commentaries at newsworks.org.